Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Pay careful attention. This idea is very important in several aspects of life. It's especially important when you go to school. If you don't pay careful attention to the teacher, you won't learn anything, right? You have to use your ears. Pay careful attention. Well, if you pay careful attention to your mother when you're growing up, you might learn a thing or two about the home. Pay careful attention. In certain circumstances, if you don't pay careful attention, there is a very real possibility that you could get very hurt. You know, for instance, if you're a construction worker, if you do something with machinery, if you're not paying attention, you might be in danger. Pay careful attention. In our first reading for today, we heard how God prepared the Ephesians through Paul's words. The congregation needed to know what to expect for the future. They would need to be ready for the events that would take place after their shepherd left them. And I'm not talking about the good shepherd. Jesus is always with us. I'm talking about Paul. God's word to them and his word to you are the same. Pay careful attention. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Paul gives the exhortation to pay careful attention. And first he says, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. That means the congregation. But first and foremost, if we want to do this, it means we need to be a part of the flock. You know, a sheep has no way of defending itself. God didn't bless sheep with fangs or claws or anything like that. Sheep, in fact, they don't even really have that much intellect. The only thing that sheep can do for safety is flock. Safety in numbers. Stick together. Stay in a group. And if one seems to wander off by itself, it becomes easy pickings. It could fall. It could get lost. It could get eaten. In the same way, there are no Christians who are lone rangers. All of us have been baptized into a church, a community, a congregation. And we need to pay careful attention that we ourselves remain in it. Because the truth is there's a danger that we might leave the flock, that we might wander off, that we might get lost, that we might get eaten or taken advantage of in some way, shape, or form. And so God tells us to pay careful attention. And in fact, as those who are gathered here today, the truth is that you need to pay attention not only to yourself to make sure you don't wander away, but pay attention to everybody else too. You ever see that person who's kind of on the outskirts of the congregation? You ever see how sometimes they slowly start to drift away? Are we paying careful attention? Are we even noticing when somebody might drift out of our midst? Maybe we do, and then we're silent. The text tells us to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. Are we caring for the church if we're not even here to notice somebody drifting away? If we're the ones who are drifting away ourselves, are we caring for the church? No. If we watch somebody drift away and we don't say anything, are we caring for the church? No. If somebody leaves unnoticed, have we cared for the church? My friend, silence and apathy in such circumstances is sin. You are your brother's keeper. We are responsible for one another. And think about it. Jesus gave his very blood for this church. He gave his blood for you, his sheep. He shed it for each and every one of you, laying down his life as the good shepherd does. And in doing so, he shows you how valuable each and every one of you is to him. You're valuable enough that Jesus would die for you. And so is that person who might slowly drift away. Do we care enough to have one awkward conversation? I hope we care as much as Jesus did, that we would love selflessly, but so often we're convinced about it's going to be awkward to have the conversation. Or I might offend somebody by the conversation. And in the end, we show our lack of love for each other. My friends, you are members of this church. You are encouraged to support each other, to emulate the love of Christ and care that he showed to you. Show it to all those around you. Because the truth is that there's a bunch of other people sitting in this room with you. And no Christian is a lone ranger. Flock to the fellow members of this church. Come here, receive forgiveness alongside them, and in your conversations, deliver forgiveness to one another. That's what the Lord has called you to do. Pay careful attention to do it. Because the truth is that we're going to need each other. We really are. Because next we hear that fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Pay careful attention to the wolves. Because if you don't, what's going to happen? And notice what Paul says here too. He doesn't say wolves might come. He says that wolves will come. There is a certainty 100% of the time wolves will come into the church to try to kill it and to try to destroy the sheep. 100% of the time. If you look at the state of Christendom around us, in fact, you can see all of the different false preachers. Now, don't just trust a guy because he wears a robe. Or a stole, or if he has a pulpit. That's not what we should trust. Instead, what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to measure the words that are spoken. Jesus says it this way. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." If we're hearing the words of Jesus, if we're hearing what he has done for us, if we're hearing his crucifixion, his resurrection, if we're hearing the truth as we've come to know it from this book, we can be certain that it's not a false prophet. But if somebody preaches a different word, run! Get away! It's a wolf trying to devour you, trying to destroy your faith, trying to tear you down. 1 John 4 says this, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into this world." My friends, there are false prophets all over the place. And I could tell you some of my least favorite ones, but that wouldn't do any good. It would take too long to. The truth is that you need to listen. And you need to be careful to pay attention. That way you can identify the false prophets. Because the wolves are out there. And the wolves are very clever. They know how to deceive by taking the word of truth and by twisting it just enough. That way the sheep have a hard time discerning right from wrong. And so what we need to do is we need to pay careful attention. To trust in the infallible, inerrant Word of God that guides all of our endeavors, that guides all of our testing to see whether something is true and from the Spirit, or whether something is false and from the devil. Pay careful attention. Finally, Paul says this, "I commend to you God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Or if we want to put it shortly, pay careful attention to the gospel. My friends, you may have written, I hope, maybe some of you have, that'd be a big endeavor, but I hope many of you have read novels before, you know, or books in general. You know, and as you're flipping through those first few pages of the book, what you always come to is that dedication page. You know, dedicated to my mother for bringing me into the world. You know, or whatever the case is, right? But there's always somebody of honor who's on that page, honored by the author by being placed on this dedication page. And the truth is that this is what we have in God's promises. This is what we have in the scriptures. It's a dedication page. And God has written there your name. He wants you to pick up the book. He wants you to be honored by the contents that are inside. He wants you to follow the voice of truth that you will hear through those pages, the very voice of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Because that voice will lead you to the truth 100% of the time. Pay careful attention to the flock. Pay careful attention to the wolves. But most importantly is to pay careful attention to the gospel. It's the means by which you're strengthened. It's why we gather here on Sunday morning. It's because it keeps you in God's kingdom. It keeps you safe. It keeps you protected from all of the things that would harm you. It's how the Good Shepherd guides his sheep. The wolves are still threatening. But what does Jesus do? He runs out and he stands between you and the wolves. This is what he did in his crucifixion. The word of God wrapped in flesh and blood. That's what the word incarnate means. It means having flesh about it. Jesus is this word. He goes and he stands in between you, and it cost him his life. He has to shed his blood in the battle, and he eventually gives his last breath. That way you might be protected. That way you might be a flock that is not scattered. That way the wolves can never harm you. And the truth is that he won't remove himself from that spot. Not until the last day. Not until he puts all enemies under his feet and puts them all away forever. He will be there for you. Because that's what the Good Shepherd does. But if the Good Shepherd battles and dies, far be it from us to think that we can go it alone. Far be it from us that we think that we can somehow face off against the wolves and win. If the shepherd dies, what chance do the sheep have? But you don't have to fight that fight. Because Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and we're in the season of Easter. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The Good Shepherd is the one who comes back to life. Even death itself will not prevent him from caring for you, his sheep. Even after he dies, he enters into his resurrection. That way he can continually pour his word over you, continually pour his promises into you, and continually protect you from all of the things that would harm his sheep. And it's happening right now. God has delivered these words into your ears. He's already placed the water of baptism onto your head. He's going to feed you with his supper even today to strengthen your faith, to give you his Holy Spirit, to sanctify you in the word, and to forgive all of your sins. Thanks be to God. Because he is the Good Shepherd. My friends, pay careful attention. Because the truth is that you are God's flock. Pay careful attention because there are wolves who are trying to destroy you. Pay careful attention, especially when we fail at doing the first. Pay careful attention to the gospel. Because in it you will find the promises of a crucified and risen Savior. A good shepherd for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.